Lord, open our eyes.
叫我们认识到我们是神恩典里面那个伟大的工作。
So that we can truly see that we are the great work of God in His grace.
好叫我们知道今天我们在地上当如何来生活。
So that we may know how to live while we are on earth today.
能够成为神那个荣耀恩典的见证。
So that we can be that glorious testimony to His glorious grace.
我们是神荣耀工作。恩典工作的这个显明呢，至少有两方面的原因。
There are at least two reasons that we can say that we are the manifestation of His glorious grace.
一方面呢，是为着仇敌的缘故。
It's for the sake of the enemies.
我们知道，在神所创造的宇宙当中，曾经发生一个叛变，一个堕落。
We know that there was a great disobedience among all His creation in the universe.
就是有天使长带领三分之一的天使。他们来抵挡神，违背神。
That one of the archangels taking a third of the angels to oppose God.
他们就成为神的仇敌。
They became the enemies of God.
然而在神荣耀的智慧里。
But in the glorious wisdom of God.
神要借着比天使微小一点的人。
He made men a little lower than angels.
来使他的仇敌闭口无言。
And through these, the enemies may cease.
叫神的仇敌感到羞愧。
That they will be ashamed.
在诗篇第八篇二到五节告诉我们。
In Psalm chapter 8.
诗人向神这样的一个祷告。
Verse 2-5, the psalmist has such a prayer to the Lord.
他说你因敌人的缘故从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength.
使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
Because of your adversaries, to make the enemy and the revengeful cease.
诗人接着说，我观看你指头所造的天。
And he continues to say, When I consider your heavens,
并你所陈设的月亮星宿
the works of your fingers, and the moon and the stars which you have ordained,
便说人算什么你竟顾念他
What is man that you have taken thought of him?
世人算什么你竟眷顾他
And the son of man that you care for him?
你叫他比天使微小一点
Yet you made him a little lower than God, the angels,
并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕
and you crown him with glory and majesty.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道这一段的圣经乃是指着我们主耶稣所说的预言。
And we know this is part a prophecy towards our Lord Jesus Christ.
不仅我们主耶稣他暂时比天使微小一点。
Not only for temporary time, the Lord Jesus was made a little lower than angels.
我们看见我们主耶稣也是那一位得着荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
But he is also the one who was crowned with glory and majesty.
那这段话不仅指着我们主耶稣所说的。
But this portion is not only speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他也说到我们这些蒙神恩典所拯救的人。
But he's also talking about us who have been saved by his grace.
所以我们看见我们今天是比天使微小一点。
Yes, we see that today we are made a little lower than angels.
但是我们看见神为着他仇敌的缘故。
But we see because of his adversaries.
他要用他的恩典在我们身上来工作。
He wants to work in us by his grace.
把我们做到一个地步。
And to mold us to a point.
叫我们得着荣耀颂赞为冠冕。
That we will be crowned with glory and majesty.
叫我们能够成为神荣耀恩典的那个显明
so that we can be a manifestation of the glorious grace of God
要显给后来的世代
and that we may be showed forth to the ages to come
神用恩典拯救我们不仅为了他仇敌的缘故
the Lord saved us by his grace not only for the sake of the enemies
神用恩典拯救我们也是为着今天在世上还有许多失丧的人的缘故
but he also saved us for the sake of all those who are still lost in this world
就是我们所在的这个时候
that in this day and age
在这世界上还有许多的人还没有蒙恩得救
in the world that we live in there are still many who are not saved
他们看不见神他们也不认识神
they cannot see God they do not know God
那这些人他们如何能够蒙恩得救呢
so how can they be saved
他们的蒙恩得救和我们的见证非常有关系
and their salvation has everything to do with our testimony
昨天在晨更的时候就有一位弟兄分享到
Yesterday, during our morning devotion, a brother shared.
他说他本来也是不认识神的。
He said before he didn't know God.
他本来也是因着骄傲，他不认识这位创造天地万物的神。
And because of his pride, he did not know the creator of heaven and earth.
他更不认识这位因着慈爱来到地上要拯救世人的那位 主耶稣基督。
And he did not know the Lord Jesus Christ, who because of love came to the earth.
那这位弟兄他后来怎么蒙恩得救的呢？
But how was he able to be saved?
好像就是因为看见身边的基督徒的见证。
Because he started to see the testimony of the Christians around them.
那姐妹，我们看见今天神要在我们这些人身上显明他的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, you see the Lord wants to show his grace through us.
好叫世人能够从我们身上看见神的恩典，他们也能够来认识神，来相信神。
So that through us, the world can see the grace of God. They may also come to know God and trust in Him.
我相信在我们中间每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹，我们的得救都和基督徒的见证有关系。
And I do believe for every one of us.Our salvation has something to do with the testimony of the Christians around me.
我自己的蒙恩得救也是因着基督徒的见证。
And for myself, my own salvation has everything to do with the Christians around us.
叫能够认识到神极丰富的恩典。
That I came to know the grace of God.
我们知道在2000多年前，神曾经差他的儿子道成了肉身，在地上成为那一位拿撒勒人耶稣。
We know 2,000 years ago, the Lord by His grace sent His only Son to be Jesus of Nazareth.
借着拿撒勒人耶稣的肉身，就将神极丰富的恩典显明出来。
That the fleshly life of this Jesus of Nazareth manifested the grace of God exceedingly.
因为我们的主是道成的肉身，充充满满有恩典有真理。
Because the Bible says the word became flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth.
而今天神乃是要借着教会，就是基督的身体，在地上来向世人显明他极丰富的恩典。
And today the Lord wants to use the church, which is the body of Christ, to display the grace of God.
因此教会就是神在基督耶稣里向世人所要显明的那个恩典的见证。
And therefore the church has become the testimony of the grace of God before men.
显明给世人，好叫他们也能够蒙恩得救。
So that the world may see and they can also be saved.
所以为了这两方面的原因，我们看见神告诉我们说，我们是他恩典的工作。
And for these two reasons, the Lord says we are the workmanship by His grace.
我们是他恩典的见证。
We are the testimony of His grace.
是要显明给后来的世代看。
So that for the ages to come, that all men may see.
所以以弗所书第二章一到十节，他基本上就告诉我们神在我们身上恩典的救赎。
And from chapter 2, verse 1 to 10, it shows us theSalvation by His grace.
他第一节到第三节告诉我们，从前我们在亚当里是旧人。
From verse 1 to 3, it shows us in old Adam, we were the old men.
这三节的圣经给我们看见我们从前在亚当里那个旧人的一个光景。
And it showed us the condition that we were in when we were in Adam.
然后四到六节告诉我们，如今我们在基督里成了新人。
But from 4 to 6, it showed us that we are in Christ, a new creation in Christ.
然后呢，后面7到10节告诉我们神他如何要将他荣耀的恩典显明在我们身上。
And from 7 to 10, it showed us how the Lord will manifest His grace through us.
好，所以我们现在先来看一下我们从前蒙恩得救之前的光景。
And let us first see verse 1 to 3, our old condition.
我们从前是死在过犯罪恶之中的人。
The Bible says you were dead in your trespasses and your sins.
兄姐妹，我们在蒙恩得救之前，我们都是死的。
Before we were redeemed by the Lord, we were dead.
或许我们觉得不会啊，我们在地上还没有蒙恩得之前，我们活得很好啊。
But we thought, not so, because before we were saved, we were living pretty well on the earth.
我们学习了很多知识。
We have learned much knowledge.
我们也做了很多的事情。
We have done much work.
那弟兄姐妹，无论你的知识有多少，无论你做了多少事情，在神的眼中都是死的。
But brothers and sisters, doesn't matter how much you have learned or how much you have done, you are dead in the eyes of God.
那这里的死是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean by dead?
这里说到我们从前蒙恩得救之前是死的，乃是说到我们是一种属灵的死亡。
And this is a spiritual death.
就是与神隔绝。
That we are separated from God.
我们从创世纪里面看见，当亚当夏娃违背了神的命令，吃了他们不该吃的果子之后。
From the very beginning in the book of Genesis, we see when Adam and Eve disobeyed the commandments of God and took that fruit,
虽然主的命令，主的话语告诉他们，你们吃的日子必定死。
The Lord says, the day that you eat it, you will die.
但是我们看见亚当夏娃吃了之后，他们并没有马上死。
But we didn't see Adam and Eve dying.
难道主的话落空了吗？
Did the word of the Lord fail?
不是的。
Not so.
当他们违背神吃的日子，我们看见他们的灵就失去了功用。
And we see the moment that they ate of the fruit, their spirit had failed.
他们的灵就死了，他们与神的交通就断绝了。
Their spirit died because their communication with the Lord had ceased.
虽然他们的肉身的生命还活了好几百年。
Even though in the flesh they were able to live for a few hundred years.
但是我们看见当他们吃的日子。
But we see it was recorded on the day that they ate of the fruit, they started to hide from the Lord. They were separated from God. Their relationship with God, their fellowship with God was interrupted. Their spirit died.
因此所有在亚当里所生的,
so everyone who is born into Adam,
也就是说我们从凡从父母所生的,
and everyone who is born from a father or and a mother,
兄姐妹,我们一生下来都是死的,
and we are dead the moment we were born.
因为罪性在我们里面,
because that sin nature is within us.
我们一生下来都是与神隔离的,
and we have all been separated from God.
没有认识神的,
and from the moment we were born, we do not know God.
也没有寻求神的,
and we do not seek God.
因为我们在亚当里所得着的乃是一个死的地位。
Because we have gained a position of death in Adam.
并且我们在亚当里所过的也是一个死的生活。
And we also lived a life of death in Adam.
我们看见当人的灵死了，失去与神的交通之后。
When we see when the spirit of man died and the fellowship with God ceased.
人的灵仍然能够与邪灵有交通的。
The spirit of man can still fellowship with the spirit of evil.
并且是受邪灵的辖制。
And very often we are under the bondage of the evil spirit.
结果是什么呢?
So what was the result?
就是不断地增添过犯罪恶。
That trespass would be given upon trespasses.
所以主的话说, 你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
And therefore the Bible tells us we were dead in trespasses and sins.
我们蒙恩得救之前，在神的眼中不仅是死的。
And before, not only that we were dead before we were saved.
我们在神眼中也是悖逆的。
But we were also disobedient.
因为顺从那空中掌权的首领。
Because we walked according to the prince of the power of the air.
就是在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Which is the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
我们在母腹里的时候就有了罪性。
And when we were still in our mother's womb, we already have that sinful nature.
因为我们都是在亚当里所生的。
Because we were born into Adam.
原谅我这么说。
And do forgive me by saying this.
虽然我们都尊敬我们的父母。
Yes, we do all respect our parents.
但是我们实在都从我们的父母亲遗传了那个犯罪的天性。
But we have taken an inheritance of that sinful nature from our parents.
这是因为亚当的缘故。
And it is because of Adam.
所以我们看见一个刚出生的婴孩。
So we see a newborn babe.
就好像一个天真无邪的小天使。
A little infant is like a cute little angel.
我想我马丁弟兄还记得。
Perhaps I still remember. Perhaps.
那九塞亚刚出生的时候啊，真的像一个天真无邪的小天使。
That Josiah, when he was first born, perhaps he was like a little cute angel.
可是不需要多久的时间之后。
But it doesn't take very long.
你就发现了，你不用教他说谎。 他自己就会说谎。
And you don't have to teach him to lie. He already knows how to lie.
我不晓得九撒亚他说了没有。
We don't know if Josiah knows how to lie yet.
但是不久的将来啊，你就发现他会说谎。
But soon enough, you realize that he has already known how to lie.
你不用教他悖逆呢，他自己就会悖逆。
You don't have to teach him to be disobedient.
你知道在美国哈，有一个名词叫做 crazy two. 就好像或是。 Yeah, terrible too.
In America, there is a term terrible too.
为什么他们会有这样的一个表达呢?
Why is there such an expression?
就是啊, 到孩子两岁左右的时候
It's because when the child turns around 2 years old
你就发现这个两岁的孩子最会说的字是什么字呢
You realize the one word that the 2 year old will say the most
No
No He will say no
父母亲不用教他的
No one needed to teach him
当父母亲要教他吃那个健康的蔬菜
Perhaps the parent wants him to eat healthy food
他就是说 no
And he will say no
父母亲要教他洗澡了
Time to shower
他怎么 No
No
父母亲叫他该睡觉了
And it's time to sleep
他头 一甩他说 no
And he will throw his neck around and says no
甚至有时候我们要那个来跟孩子开玩笑我们就说那我们现在吃冰淇淋好不好
And so sometimes I would joke with my kids say, it's time to eat ice cream
小孩子也说 no
He says no
后来后悔了说 yes
And then he thought about it says actually I mean yes
弟兄姐妹我们在亚当里所遗传的那个天性是一个悖逆的天性
Because the nature we have inherited in Adam is one of disobedience
这么小的孩子他说谎悖逆不需要人教的
Even for a young child you don't have to teach him to lie or to be disobedient
他自己从里面就会的
It's within him
那长大之后更是如此
And it will be even more so when he grows up
上周我在我们住的地方离那个我们孩子的高中很近
And last week because my house is very close to the high school that my kids go to
所以呢我们那个就有 school zone 就是要限速20英里以下
And in our area there is a school zone where you can only drive 20 miles an hour
那我们常有时候看到一些人啊就在 school zone 的时候呢他还是开得很快
But I always see people who speed through school zones
就上礼拜有一天啊我看见哎很特别有辆警车啊就在车子中间在那个车马路中间的停在那里闪灯
And last week I saw a police car parked in the median
对不起不是闪灯啊他在那里照相
And he was taking a speedometer or a speed camera
他要抓超速
And he wants to catch people
就我看很多车子当然怎么样也就慢下来了
So of course everyone slows down
啊，当我接完孩子要回头要回家的时候
But after I picked my child up
我们就看见啊
那个
警察就闪灯了
And we saw him with the light on
因为他抓到人了
Because he caught somebody
因为有一个人超速就被警察给逮到了
And of course somebody was speeding and he was caught
那姐妹这时候如果你开车经过你会怎么样
But if you were passing by what would you do
你当然很谨慎是不是
Of course you would be very careful
可当我们在里慢慢开的时候
But when I was still driving very carefully and slowly
看有一台车啊急速而驶
And one person just sped right through
就在警察面前
Right in front of the police
就在闪灯的警车面前
Right before the police whose siren is still on
至少开35迈到40迈
And he was going at least 35 to 40 miles an hour
为什么他敢这么做呢
Why did he dare to do such a thing
是他父母亲教他的吗
Did his parents teach him to
do that 是学校高中老师教他的吗
Did his teachers teach him to speed
兄姐妹看见我们都是悖逆之子
We see that we are all sons of disobedience
在我们里面那邪灵在我们里面常常来辖制我们
There is the prince of the power of the air that controls us
叫我们做悖逆的事情
That we would commit disobedience
因此我们看见当我们要孩子顺服的时候你要教导他你要训练他
If we want our child to be obedient you have to train him and teach him
而我们的孩子悖逆的话呢你需不需要教他 要不要训练他
But if you want him to be disobedient do you need to train him to do that?
不需要的
You don't need to teach him
他自自然然就会的
Naturally he will be disobedient
弟兄姐妹这就是我们在蒙恩得救之前的光景
So this is our condition before we were saved
我们都是悖逆之子
We were all children of disobedience
我们都是顺服空中掌权并且在我们心中运行那个邪灵
We have all walked according to the prince of the power of the air which is the spirit that is working within our hearts
在我们蒙恩得救之前我们在神的眼中不仅是死的
Not only in the eyes of God that we were dead before we were saved
我们是悖逆的
We were disobedient
我们也是可怒之子
We are all children of wrath
从前我们的生活乃是放纵肉体私欲
Before we indulged in the lust of our flesh
我们随着肉体和心中的喜好去行
Indulging in the desires and of the flesh and of the mind
和别人一样
Just like the rest
这世上的人怎么过日子我们从前也是怎么过日子
We lived in the same way how the world lives
或许有的人觉得不同意
Some people may disagree with me.
别人做了好多不好的事。
Sure, there are other people that would do much evil.
但是呢，我的这个道德行为啊，都比别人好。
But I have much better morality than others.
但是罗马书3:23告诉我们。
But Romans said very clearly in chapter 3.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The world, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
因着罪的缘故。
because of sin.
这位公义圣洁的神的愤怒就藏在这个可怒之子的身上。
The wrath of this righteous God will always be upon the children of wrath.
这个亏缺神的荣耀是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to say that we have fallen short of the glory of God?
亏缺神的荣耀不仅说到我们做了神所不喜悦我们做的事。
Not only speaks that we have done committed sins that does not delight the Lord.
亏缺神的荣耀还说到我们没有做神所喜悦我们去做的事。
But it also speaks that we have fallen short and did not do the things that the Lord delights in.
所以在神这个圣洁公义的标准之下，我们都是亏缺了神荣耀的罪人。
So under the standard of the glorious, righteous, just God, we have all fallen short.
因此，神对罪的那个愤怒就藏在可怒之子的身上。
So the wrath of God towards sin is upon the children of wrath who have committed sin.
在我们在地上实在是没有真正的平安和喜乐。
And so there is no true peace or rest on the earth.
然而神既有丰盛的怜悯
But the Lord showed surpassing riches of mercy
因他爱我们的大爱
By his great love with which he loved us
当我们死在过犯罪恶中的时候他便叫我们与基督一同活过了
Even when we were dead in our transgressions made us alive together with Christ
所以现在我们要来看一看当我们因着相信耶稣基督之后神使我们活过来的那个新人的一个光景。
So now we can see the condition that we're in now that we're made alive with Christ.
我们从前在亚当里是死的，如今我们在基督里是活的。
Formerly we were dead in Adam, but now we're alive in Christ.
这是神在我们信他的人身上所行的一个神迹。
And this is a miracle of God that He has done, worked in all of us who believed in him.
因为没有人能够叫死人复活。
Because no one else can resurrect the dead.
只有圣经所向我们启示的这位神，也是我们所信的这位神，他叫我们从死里复活了。
Only the God that the Bible revealed, the God that we believe in, can resurrect the dead.
神把我们从一个从前与他隔离的光景拯救过来。
He has rescued us who had been separated from him.
叫我们今天能够重新与这位神有一个活的交通
that again we can have a living fellowship with the living God
叫我们能够活在这位神荣耀神的面前
that we can live before the glorious God
弟兄姐妹我们看见这是神在我们身上所做的第一件事情
we see this is the first thing that he had done
世上许多的宗教
there are many religions in this world
他劝人为善
it teaches people to do good
但弟兄姐妹一个死人能行什么样的善事呢
But for a dead person, what good can he do?
一个没有得着救赎的人在神面前所行的一切事情不过都像那破烂污秽的衣服
For anything that a person, an unsaved person can do before God is but a dirty rag
所以今天神的救赎在我们身上的所成就第一件事情就是叫我们与基督一同活过来。
So the first thing the Lord calls us to do is to be alive with Christ.
我们知道，我们这些因着神的救赎活过来的一般人。
And for all of us who have been saved by the Lord and who had come alive,
我们再也不畏惧死亡。
We no longer fear death.
在约翰福音十一章，主耶稣这么说。
In John chapter 11, Lord Jesus said,
凡活着信我的人，就永远不死。
All who believes in me will never die.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主他已经将死的痛苦解释了。
The Lord has already relieved us from the pain of death.
我们的主已经把我们从那极大的死亡里面拯救出来。
He has already rescued us from that great death.
所以这是何等的恩典。
And this is such a grace.
今天我们信主的人不需要在面对死亡的时候感到恐惧。
And today, as we are believers of the Lord, we no longer have a fear when we face death.
因为当我们经历这个肉身的死亡的时候
Because even when we experience the death in our fleshly body,
我们不过就好像从一个卑贱的帐篷呢要搬到一个荣耀的一个豪宅里
We realize it's as if we're moving from a lowly tent into a big mansion.
我们看见乃是要到神荣耀的同在里
And we are being transferred into the glorious presence of God.
再也没有死亡，没有悲哀，没有哭嚎，没有痛苦。
Where there is no longer any death, any pain, sorrows, or tears.
所以 在不久前，我们知道那个葛培里弟兄刚刚被主接回天家。
We just know not long ago, Billy Graham was taken by the Lord.
在他人生最后的一段时间，他也曾经对他的家人还有弟兄姐妹这么说。
And we heard that towards the end of his life, he told his family.
好，当我回天家的时候，哈，你们中间啊，不可以。不准有悲哀，不准有眼泪的。
He says, "When I go back to my heavenly home, you're not allowed to cry."
因为这是一件喜乐的事情。
Because this is a joyful occasion.
他可以脱离了这个地上的这一切的劳苦。
Because I can be set free from all the toils on the earth.
他是要去到那位爱他那位荣耀的主的面前。
And he's returning back to the Lord who loves him.
不仅我们弟兄他这么说。
And not only our brother says such.
姐妹，在历世历代所有的圣徒，凡认识神的救恩的人，我们心里面应当都有这样的一个认识。
Not only Billy Graham, but all the saints throughout generations who knows our God and has the same vision.
因为我们的主已经将死亡的痛苦解释了。
That He has saved us and relieved us from the pain of death.
我们如今是活在神面前的一般人。
We are the people that live before God.
并且是要活到。永永远远
and live eternally.
我们在基督里不仅是活的
only,
我们在基督里也是升天的
Not only we're alive in Christ but he has also raised us.
神不仅叫我们与基督一同活过来并且他叫我们与基督怎么样一同坐在天上
Not only he resurrected us with Christ but he also raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places.
这天上呢，是我们在基督里面所得着的那个新的地位。
And in the heavenly places is the new position that we have gained in Christ.
那你说这个地位跟我们有什么关系呢
？And you say, what does that have to do with us?
非常有关系。
It has everything to do with us.
因为这个地位是一个得胜的地位。
Because this is a position of victory.
是一个胜过仇敌的地位。
A position that has overcome the enemy.
在诗篇第六十八篇，主的话告诉我们。
In Psalm 68, the Lord tells us.
他那里就是预言啊，基督。
It prophesied about Christ.
他说：“你已经升上高天，掳掠仇敌。
And you have raised to you have ascended on high, and you have.” Overcome the enemy.
就是告诉我们说，当主借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼之后，他不仅复活了。
And it says not only he resurrected out of death after he overcome the one who holds the power of death.
而且他升上了高天。
But he ascended on high.
当我们的主升上高天是什么意思呢
？What does that mean that he ascended on high?
就是他掳掠了众仇敌。
That he has led captive all the captives.
因为我们知道魔鬼撒旦。他乃是在空中掌权。
We know our enemy Satan is the prince of the power of the air.
所以当我们的主他升天的时候，他到至大者的右边的时候呢，他是穿过了那空中掌权恶魔的国度。
As our Lord ascended on high to the throne of the Most High, he went through the power, the dominion of the power of the evil one.
所以我们看见主所在的地位，这个天上的地位呢，就是我们今天。所在的地位。
So we see his position. He being seated on high is our position.
那这个地位跟我们跟得胜有什么关系
？So what does that have to do with our overcoming?
非常有关系的。
It has everything to do with it.
你知道，像就像摔跤
，just like a wrestling match.
因为以弗所书到第六章会告给我们看见啊，我们今天乃是在一个属灵的征战里头。
Because later on in chapter 6, Ephesians tells us that we are in the spiritual battle.
这个属灵征战啊，它的原文那个征战的字呢，就是讲到摔跤。
And this battle, this warfare in the original text is almost like a wrestling match.
就是那属灵征战摔跤呢，跟我们在天上这个地位有什么关系呢
？What does that have to do with our position being in heaven?
我不知道你们有没有看过那个奥林匹克摔跤比赛。
I don't know if you have seen wrestling matches during the Olympics.
所以你知道那个摔跤选手。他基本上他是怎么样才能够得胜呢
？And you see how an opponent can win in a wrestling match.
是那个被压在底下的人呢，还是在把对方压在下面的那个上面的那个人
？You understand who is the winner, whether it's the one pinned down on the bottom or the one on top.
我们常看见啊，那个要得胜的选手，当他已经在那个对手的上面的时候
，And we see the winner of a match when he has pinned down his opponent.
他所需要做的事情很简单
，And what he needed to do was very simple.
保持他在上面的这个地位。
He just needed to stay on top.
然后时间到了呢，他就得胜。
When the time passes, then he will win.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天我们的主已经得胜。
And we see our Lord has already overcome.
因为本来我们是顺服空中掌权的恶魔。
We used to walk according to the prince of the power of the air.
意思就是说哈，在这场摔跤里面，我们从前啊是在底下的。
Meaning in this wrestling match, we used to be pinned down under him.
我们是受压的。
We used to be one.
所以你发现啊，无论我们怎么努力呢，我们好像就是没办法得胜仇敌。
So it doesn't matter how hard you try or struggle, you cannot overcome him.
但感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
我们主借着十字架的救赎，他把这个地位整个翻转过来。
By the salvation on the cross, he had turned the whole thing 180 degrees.
主现在已经在仇敌的上面。
Now our Lord is above the enemy.
他已经升上高天。
He has ascended on high and led captive your captive.
好，那这跟我们怎么样子能够啊实行在我们生活当中呢
？So how can that become realized in our lives?
这我们看见，我讲用一个旧约的图画，在约书亚记第十章里面。
And we can see a picture in the Old Testament in the book of Joshua.
那约书亚记第十章里面记载了，就是以色列人，就是约书亚率领以色列人在基遍那里呢，与五个王征战。
In Joshua chapter 10, it records the battle at Gibeon, where the Israelites defeated five kings.
这个征战在圣经中啊是非常特别的一个。
And it was very special battle.
因为在那里呢，耶和华神借着一个大神迹啊，来帮助以色列人得胜。
Because it was by a great miracle that the Lord helped them to overcome.
这大神迹是什么呢
？And if you remember that great miracle,
就你可能还记得啊，就是怎么样？ If you, 日头啊停住了。
That the sun stood still in the sky.
不仅日头停住了。
Not only the sun stood still.
然后呢？这个神就帮助这个约书亚和以色列人呢，来除灭这五个王的所有这个大军。
And while the sun was still up, the Lord helped the army of Israel to completely destroy all the armies of the five kings.
这个神迹还有一个特别的地方。
And there was a special part about this battle.
就是以色列人的得胜。
That after their victory,
他们的得胜，给我们看见啊，这个。从天上掉下来的石头打死的呢，比他们杀死的还要多。
And it was recorded during their victory that more was killed by the hail and brimstone than was killed by their own swords.
那今天我们美国啊，有很厉害的导那个巡弋飞弹。
Today in America we have very cruise missiles. We're very
其实，在旧约里面啊，我们看见那个神从天上所降下来的那个石头啊。比今天的巡弋飞弹的科技更加先进。
And we see how the Lord, even in the Old Testament, the Lord had better technology in the brimstone and the hail than we do have in the cruise missiles.
因为从天上所降下来这个石头啊，都准确的打在这个仇敌的身上，而不打在以色列人身上。
And we see these, they were mingled up in battle, but all the hailstone fell on the enemy and not on the Israelites.
好，这是神。从天上所行的神迹。
And the Lord has shown this great miracle.
好了，现在我们要讲这以色列人在这个征战中的得胜的特别一个地方。
But the most special part about this victory,
就当约书亚率领以色列军队胜过了这五王的军队，制服了他们之后。
That when Joshua led the Israelites to overcome all these five kings.
约书亚就叫人把这五个王从洞穴里面带到以色列人的当中。
And they led captive these five kings from their hiding place in the cave.
然后约书亚呢就把以色列人召聚来。
And Joshua gathered all the Israelites.
叫他们的军长。
And asked for the captains of all the army.
很可能也叫以色列人。
Perhaps for all the Israelites.
叫他们把脚踩在这五王的颈项上。
He asked them to all come around and put their foot upon the neck of these five kings.
弟兄姐妹，这是什么意思
？And what does that mean?
就是当约书亚制服了这仇敌之后
，That when Joshua subdued the enemy,
他要叫神的百姓
，He asked all the people of God
也来经历这个得胜
，To also experience that same victory.
乃是叫他们把脚踩在仇敌的颈项上
，That they will all subdue the enemy by placing their feet on their neck.
弟兄姐妹，这幅图画就告诉我们
，So we see that same picture.
不仅教会的元首基督已经升上了高天
，Not only Christ, the head of the church, has ascended on high.
而教会就是基督的身体
，But the church is the body of Christ.
这身体里面最小的 或最低微的就是脚。
Even the smallest part of the body or the lowest position of the body, which is the feet.
今天神也要叫仇敌伏在基督的脚下。
Has already subdued the enemy and subdued the enemy under the feet.
换句话说，就是在教会中最小的都能够把脚踩在仇敌的颈项上。
The Lord is saying even the smallest, the lowliest in the church can place their feet upon the neck of the enemies.
我们可以想象那天约书亚可能叫他们中间一个最小的最年轻的士兵说来你也把脚踩在他的颈项上。
So you could imagine Joshua on that day calling the youngest, the most inexperienced soldier to come and put your feet on these kings.
这年轻士兵啊可能刚开始还想那我来踩踩看。
And perhaps the young soldier doesn't dare in the beginning, says, I can only try it.
因为他看别人都踩了，都没事。
Perhaps he saw that all the other people have placed their feet.
那我也来踩一下。
And he wanted to attempt to try
it. 但他要踩的时候啊，他发现那个王啊，可能还是很凶的。
And perhaps when he's trying to place his feet down, he sees the kings are still trying to struggle.
那他就害怕了。
And he began to fear.
有姐妹，这幅图画告诉我们什么？
And so what does the picture tell us?
你知道为什么我们蒙恩得救之后有些时候神还允许一些的难处临到我们吗？
And after we were saved, the Lord still allows for some difficulties to come upon us.
这些的难处啊就像仇敌一样。
And these difficulties are like enemies.
对我们来说我们觉得这仇敌是很凶猛。
And to us, these enemies are still ravages.
因为我们从前啊都是这个仇敌的手下败将。
Because we have all been defeated by them before.
但今天我们已经蒙恩得救了。
But today we are saved by grace.
今天仇敌已经被基督制服了。
Today they have been subdued by Christ.
所以神叫我们把我们的脚也踩在仇敌的颈项上。
So today the Lord asks us to place our feet upon their neck.
所以当神允许难处临到我们的时候。
So even when the Lord allows difficulties to come.
也就是神叫我们说你来。
The Lord is telling us, come.
把你的脚踩在仇敌的颈项上。
Place your feet upon the neck of the enemy.
姐妹，这是神何等的恩典。
And what a grace God has shown us.
不仅我们的主已经得胜了。
Not only he has overcome.
主要我们在他得胜上能够来经历他的得胜。
He wants us to also experience his victory.
主要神要基督的得胜呢也成为他身体的得胜。
And God wants the victory of Christ to be also the victory of the body of Christ.
姐妹，今天有可能你家里面有难处。
Perhaps you have some difficulties at home.
今天可能在工作当中有人跟你过不去。
Perhaps you have difficulties at work.
姐妹，我们生活当中或许有许多的难处。
Yes, our life are filled with troubles.
但这些难处是为什么临到我们呢？
But why do these troubles come to us?
姐妹，就是神要你把脚踩在仇敌的颈项。
It is an opportunity for the Lord to tell you to put your feet upon the neck of the enemies.
那你凭什么有这样一个刚强和胆量呢？
And how can you have such courage or strength to do so?
你要知道仇敌已经被主制服。
It is because you know the enemy has already been subdued.
因为我们的主已经升上高天，掳掠了仇敌。
Because our Lord has already ascended on high and taken captive our captives.
所以我们为着神允许临到我们的难处，我们要感谢神。
So we should thank the Lord for the difficulties or the trials
the Lord allowed. 因为那是神给我们的机会。
And this is opportunity He has measured
for us. 叫我们能够把脚踩在仇敌的颈项
上。So that we can experience His victory by placing our feet on the neck of the enemies.
好，我们还要再往下看。
And we continue on to see further.
所以呢，这我们看见说，这是神在我们身上借着基督耶稣的救赎所成就的。
And we see this is what the Lord has accomplished by His salvation.
当然，我们知道，我们不仅得着在天上的这个地位。
And we see not only we have gained that position.
我们看见，我们乃是与基督一同坐在天上。
But we are also seated with him in the heavenly places.
意思就是说，主的救赎大功已经成就了。
So which means that the full salvation has already been accomplished.
我们不能再加什么。
We cannot add to it.
但是我们却能够来经历，来享受主已经成就的这个救恩。
But we can experience and to enjoy that full salvation.
因为我们一般人呢，我们是做完事情以后，我们才坐下来休息，对不对？
Because for all of us, we know after you finish something, then you can sit down and rest.
所以对我们的主而言，他所要做的事已经做完了，所以他坐下来休息。
So for our Lord, all the things has been done. Therefore, he can be seated and rest.
所以今天我们也是在主的安息里面，我们来过一个得胜的生活。
So today, as we live an overcoming life, we are living in His rest.
这样的生活就能够叫神的恩典能够从我们这些蒙恩的人身上显明出来。
And that in such a life, the grace of God can be shown forth.
所以第七节主就告诉我们说哈。他拯救我们就是要将他极丰富的恩典就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈显明给后来的世代看
In verse 7 it says so that in the ages to come he may show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us
好那神这个显明他救恩的这个计划是怎么样呢
So how did the Lord plan out this whole way to show forth his grace
这边接下来的四节四节经文告诉我们，我想就有三件事情。
The following verses tell us these three aspects.
他说：“你们得救是本乎恩。
First of all, by grace you have been saved.
也因着信。
Through faith.
好，所以这是两个方面。本乎恩，也因着信。
One is that you have been saved by grace, and you have saved through faith.
在第十节告诉我们说，好，我们是他的工作呢，在基督耶稣里造成的。”为要叫我们行善
And verse 10 says We are his workmanship Created in Christ Jesus For good works
所以我们看见今天神用恩典救赎我们的那个目的是要叫我们什么行善
And the purpose by which he saved us by grace Is so that we may do good works
好那我们现在先来看这个本乎恩
And first we see we are saved by grace
我想我们对恩典多少都有一些认识
More or less we have already understood his grace
恩典一方面告诉我们，我们的得救不是出于我们自己。
On one hand, we understand that our salvation is not of ourselves.
是神所赐白白的恩典。
It is a free grace that He has given us.
对我们来说呢，是白白的恩典。
To us, it is a grace given freely.
但是对赐恩典的神来说，他却付上了极重无比的代价。
But to the God who has given grace, He paid a great price for it.
因为神是用他爱子的命来买赎了我。
Because he used the life of his own son to redeem us.
是神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，而为我们付上了那个罪的赎价。
He made the sinless sin for us and paid for the wages of sin.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
所以耶稣是为你我的罪而死在十字架上。
Therefore Christ died for your sin and my sin.
这是神白白的恩典
And that is the grace freely given
我们唯一做的就是领受
The only thing we can do is to accept
恩典另一方面也告诉我们
On the other hand of the grace
恩典不是我们配得的
And we are not worthy of this grace
是神因着他的爱他甘心情愿赐给我们
He gave us this grace because of his love
因为做工了的工价就不是恩典
Because if you had worked for it and gained the wages, then it is not grace.
今天很可惜的是，在神儿女们中间，有的人常常会不知不觉中就想要用做工呢来换取神的恩典。
But very pitifully, among the children of God, many people want to do good works to earn their grace.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要更多的、更深的来认识神的恩典。
But how much more we need to understand this grace?
虽然我们不能做什么来换取神的恩典
Even though we cannot do anything in exchange for grace
但是我们蒙恩得救之后我们却需要尽一切所能的来让神的恩典从我们身上显明出来
But after we are saved we should do everything that we could so that the grace can be shown forth through us
神的话告诉我们你们得救是本乎恩
The word of the Lord tells us you were saved by grace
感谢赞美神赐给我们这样一个极丰富的恩典
So we thank the Lord for giving us such abundant grace
他说得救是本乎恩也因着信
But it says it's by grace you have been saved also through faith
就相信是人对神的恩典的一个反应
And believing is the reaction to the grace of God
也可以说是人对于神所赐的恩典的一个唯一正确的反应
It is the only correct response that we can have towards the grace that was free
信就是相信神所说的并且接受神所为我们做的
Believing is to believe the word of God and also accept what he has done for us
信就说到我们有一颗愿意的心。
Faith speaks of a willing heart.
愿意来接受神借着他儿子所为我们成就的救赎。
That you are willing to accept all the salvation and redemption that the Son of God has accomplished for you.
那或许有人会说我没有信，我没有蒙恩得救的原因呢，是因为神没有给我恩典。
Perhaps some may say, I could not believe because God has not given me grace.
弟兄姐妹，神的恩典是为世人预备的。
But we should know that the grace of God had been prepared for the whole world.
神的救赎是要赐给世上一切的人。
The salvation of the Lord is prepared for everyone in the world.
若有人没有蒙恩得救，
If there is anyone that's not saved,
唯一的原因就是他不愿意。
The only reason it would be because he was unwilling.
他不愿意相信神所说的话。
He's unwilling to accept the word of God.
他不愿意接受神所赐的救恩。
He's unwilling to believe and accept the salvation God has prepared.
弟兄姐妹，神白白的救恩早已预备好了。
This free grace had been prepared long ago.
凡愿意的都能够得着。
Anyone who is willing can receive it.
下个主日我们有十位弟兄姐妹要受浸归主。
Next Sunday we will have a baptismal meeting for 10 brothers and sisters.
他们要做的见证就是他们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
And the testimony they will bear is that they were saved by grace and by through their faith.
他们因着相信接受神借着他儿子所成就的救赎，他们如今蒙恩得救了。
And through trusting and accepting the salvation of Christ, they have become children of God.
所以叫神荣耀的恩典能够在他们身上也得着显明。
So that they can show forth the glorious grace of God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们蒙恩得救之后，
Brothers and sisters, after we are saved,
我们若真认识神的恩典，
If we truly know the grace of God,
我们若一直活在神的恩典里，
If we can live in the grace of God,
那我们一定是一个谦卑的人。
Then we would be one who is humble.
因为我们知道这一切都是神的恩典。
Because all this is done by God.
就姐妹，早晨我们能够来参加主日擘饼的聚集，
Even this morning, if we are able to come before the table and break bread with him,
我们之所以能够提早来或者准时来，
Even the reason why we can come early or come on time,
弟兄姐妹，不是因为我们意志力比别人强，
It's not because we have a stronger will,
也不是因为我们家里比别人难处少，
It's not because that we our household is easier going than others.
弟兄姐妹，是神的恩典，神的爱激励我们的心。
It is the grace of God who has worked in your heart.
所以没有可夸口的。
And there is nothing that we can boast.
都是神的恩典。
It is all by his grace.
因为你知道我们所从神所领受的恩典啊，比那个抹大拉的玛利亚跟抹大拉的玛利亚是一样的吗？
Do you know that the grace you have received is the same grace that the Mary of Magdalene has received?
圣经告诉我们，七日头一日天还未亮的时候呢，这位抹大拉玛利亚呢就到耶稣所埋葬的坟墓。
We remember how Mary, on the first day of the week, before the sun had risen, she went to the grave where Jesus was buried.
她去找主耶稣。
She went to look for Jesus.
玛利亚心中她不会想。
Mary was not thinking in her heart.
她说你看其他人都不来，就我来。
She was not thinking, no one else is here, I'm the only one here.
玛利亚她这么早来到来找主耶稣。
And the reason she could be there so early to look for Jesus,
他跟其他人没有一点关系。
It had nothing to do with anyone else.
是因着主的爱，主的恩激励他的心。
It was simply because the love of Christ and the grace of God worked in her heart.
所以他早早的就要来寻见主。
So she prepared herself very early to come and look for Jesus.
兄姐妹，你相信主的恩典够你用吗？
Do you believe that the grace of God is sufficient for you?
你相信主的能力能够在你的软弱上显得完全吗？
Do you believe that the power of God can be made perfect in your weakness?
圣经告诉我们，我们得救是本乎恩。
The Lord tells us we are saved by grace.
也因着信。
And also through faith.
今天我们在地上的生活也是本乎恩，也是因着信。
And today as we live on the earth, we live by grace and we live through faith.
神拯救我们的目的乃是要叫我们行善。
And the Lord saved us so that he prepared us to do good works.
那行善是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean for good works?
这行善和我们 在从前在世界上所知道的那个观念是不一样的。
And perhaps this good works is, has a different definition than we formerly know in the world.
我们今天之所以能够行善，
Today, the reason we can do good works
是因为神叫我们活过来。
It's because God has raised us up.
因为我们这个人不再是一个死人。
That we're no longer dead.
我们乃是在神面前一个活人。
But we are alive before God.
一个活在神面前的人。
We are become people that live before God.
才有可能能够行神所喜悦的事。
And then we can do the work that God desires.
行善就是行在神的恩典里。
Good works means works that's done by His grace.
是因着神的恩典激励我们所行的。
Because the grace has worked in us, therefore we can do the good works.
弟兄姐妹。神救我们，来要我们行善。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord saved us for good works.
也就是要把他的恩典能够在我们身上显明出来。
And so that His grace can be shown forth through us.
弟兄姐妹，当我们能够让神的恩典从我们身上显明出来的时候
，And when we allow the grace of God to be manifested,
这个恩典也就要流露到我们身边的人的身上。
This grace will come upon all those around us.
或许有人会这么说。说弟兄，你说了这么多，我还是不知道到底行善要做什么。
Perhaps some may say, brother, you have said so much, but I still don't know what you mean by good works.
弟兄姐妹，今天我不能给你十条八条，让你照着去做。
Brothers and sisters, I truly cannot give you a list of things that are considered good works for you to follow.
但有一件事情是可以帮助我们省察我们自己。
But one thing we can use to remind ourselves,
就是当你在神面前靠他的恩典。你做了一件事。
If you have done something before God by His grace,
从你心里面，你可以向神真实的说：“神啊，我感谢你。”
And you can truly say in your heart, "Lord, we thank you."
是你的恩典叫我能够行这件事。
It was by your grace that I'm able to do this.
当你行了这件事之后
，So after you can do the good work,
你一点不觉得自己比别人好。
You do not consider yourself any better than anyone else.
你不觉得自己比别人配。
You don't consider yourself more worthy.
你不觉得自己比别人属灵。
You do not consider yourself more spiritual.
你也不觉得你自己比别人付出了更多。
You don't consider yourself that have paid bigger price.
在你心里只有一个感觉。
You have only one thought in your heart.
就是感恩。
That you are grateful.
是神的恩典。
It was God's grace.
叫我使我能够这样子行。
That allowed me to do such thing.
在过去十多年里，我有机会参加西海岸基督徒聚会、追求聚会。
For the past decade, I've been able to attend the West Coast Christian Conference.
除了年长弟兄们他们所释放宝贵的信息之外
，besides the words that the elderly brothers have given.
对我影响最大的就是从年长弟兄们身上看见神恩典的显明。
One thing that touched me the most is the grace of God that I have seen through these elderly brothers.
我记得不止一位的年长弟兄在他们释放信息的时候他们不止一次的会这样子说。
I clearly remember more than one or two brothers who share in their messages.
到今天我还能够在这里服侍，这是神的恩典。
They say the reason I can still be here and share and serve Him is by God's grace.
弟兄姐妹，每一次当我坐在聚会厅当中，在聆听那90多岁、100多岁的弟兄在那里服侍我们。
And every time I can be seated there to hear the sermons from these 90-year-old or 100-year-old brothers,
我心里面真是。感到这是神的恩典。
I truly feel that it is by God's grace.
不仅为我自己感恩
，Not only I give thanks for myself.
我为着年长弟兄们感恩。
I thank the Lord for the brothers.
因为他们能够在那里服侍，他们说，他们见证说是神的恩典。
Because they can testify that the reason they're still here is by God's grace.
或许有弟兄姐妹会觉得说，弟兄们所讲的道。我们已经听了好多年。
And perhaps you will feel that the messages you have heard many years.
姐妹，求主给我们一个属天的眼光。
But may we have a spiritual eyesight.
让我们看见神把这些年长弟兄摆在我们前面。
So we see that the Lord has placed these testimonies before us.
乃是要显明他极丰富的恩典。
It's so that His surpassing riches of His grace can be shown to us.
今天神在我们身上。
And today in us.
继续的来工作。
The Lord is still working in us.
他的目的。 也是要借着我们这些蒙恩的人来显明他极丰富的恩典。
The purpose is very simple, so that we have who have been saved by grace can also show forth His grace.
在哥林多后书，保罗他就做一个见证。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul bore the testimony.
他说他身上有一根刺。
He said, "I have a thorn on my side."
弟兄姐妹，在你我身上可能不止一根刺。
Perhaps we have more than one thorn on our side.
这个刺就是难处。
A thorn meaning a difficulty.
这个刺叫保罗感到难受。
And this thorn makes him very uncomfortable.
所以我想我们生活当中啊，可能不止一根刺叫我们感到难受。
And perhaps we have more than one thorns in our life that makes us uncomfortable.
但保罗后来他就明白了这件事情。
But Paul understood it later on.
他虽然经过多次的祷告求主。
Even though he implored the Lord many times so that this can be removed from him.
姐妹，我们是不是也为着我们的难处，在主面前也是多方的祷告？
And have we also prayed for our difficulties before the Lord?
那我们就发现，我们经历跟保罗一样的经历，就是主并没有答应我们把刺给挪去。
Then you will experience the same thing as Paul, that the Lord doesn't necessarily remove these thorns.
然而主却对保罗说，
But the Lord tells him,
说我的恩典。是够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
神要用更大的恩典来覆庇保罗。
He will use even greater grace to cover these thorns.
从保罗身上显明他荣耀的恩典。
So that through Paul, his grace can be shown forth.
就是在保罗为了这个刺而受苦的环境当中。
So as Paul is suffering because of these thorns.
主要显明他更多的恩典。
The Lord had a higher purpose to show His grace.
主还对保罗说
，The Lord even said him even more.
我的能力要在人的软弱上显得更加的完全。
For power is perfected in weakness.
这能力是什么样的能力呢
？What kind of power is this?
这能力是一个叫死人复活的能力。
This is the same power that raised the dead.
这能力是叫一个信主的人能够脱离属地吸引的能力。
A power that can break forth the attraction, break the attraction of the world towards one who believes.
是一个升天的能力。
A power that can ascend us on high.
是一个坐在天上的那个能力。
A power that's seated in the heavenly places.
是一个安息的能力。
A power that can rest.
神对保罗说：“我的能力。”在人的软弱上要显得更加的完全。
So God tells Paul that my power is perfected in weakness.
弟兄姐妹，你明白了吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we understand?
今天神把刺放在你身上。
The reason the Lord has placed a thorn in your life.
今天神允许难处临到你。
The reason the Lord allows difficulties to come upon you.
就是要叫我们来经历主的恩典是够我们用。
It's so that we can experience the same, that His grace is sufficient.
主的能力要在我们的软弱上要显得更加的完全。
His power will be perfected in our weakness.
主要在要向世人
before the world,
也要在他仇敌面前
before the enemies,
在宇宙万物中间
before all His creation,
来显明我们是他的恩典的一个
彰显。He wants to manifest that we are the manifestation of His grace.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们原是他的工作，是在基督耶稣里造成的。
We are His workmanship, prepared beforehand in Christ Jesus.
我要叫我们行善。
So that for good works,
就是神所预备要我们行。
That was prepared beforehand.
就是要叫他的能力来覆庇我们。
So that His power can cover us.
叫他的能力能够在我们软弱上显得更完全。
And that His power can be perfected in weakness.
愿我们在地上的生活能够成为神荣耀恩典的显明。
May our life on the earth be that manifestation of the glorious grace of God.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
To the praise of the glory of grace.
让我们一起再低头有点祷告。
May we bow our head in prayers.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，你说我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
You said we by grace we have been saved and through faith.
主，这完全是你白白的恩典。
And that is all by your free grace.
我们为着你的救恩，我们感谢赞美你。
So we thank and praise you for your salvation.
主，你也告诉我们，你拯救我们是为了要将你荣耀的恩典借着我们显明出来。
You also tell us the reason you saved us is so that your grace can be shown forth through us.
因此，你的话告诉我们。
So your word tells us,
你的恩典是够我们用。
Your grace is sufficient for us.
你的能力要在我们的软弱上 显得更加的完全。
Your power will be perfected through our weaknesses.
主啊，愿你的恩典覆庇我们。
So may your grace cover us.
愿你的能力带领我们得胜。
May your power lead us in victory.
好叫你荣耀的恩典能够借着我们得着称颂。
So that your grace will be praised through us.
愿荣耀都归给你。
All glory be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.